Blog Talk Radio.
We just want to bless and magnify the Lord for being the true and living God that he is. Let's go into worship. I'm your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez. This is a Miracle Network Church. And as we lift up the Lord on today, hallelujah, Jesus, we honor you, God, and we give you our worship. Let's enter into the place of God on today. Let's enter into him because he is the splendor of a king. Oh, how we worship you, Lord. How we lift you up, God. Oh, we magnify your name, God. Oh, Sharasanda, God. Bisharahanda, God. Oh, Sikarobaya, God. Oh, how we magnify you, God. Oh, Bisharasanda, God. Today is Sunday. Oh, Basharasanda, God. This is our worship on today. Oh, Bisharasanda, God, today is the day that we set aside for the true and living God. Oh, Bisharasanda, God, we know every day is a Sabbath to God, and so we keep it holy. God said to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, to enter into his courts with praise. And so as we praise God, we lift him up, we magnify Jesus on the cross. Oh, Basharasanda, God, oh, how we glorify God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. God said to let you know that he loves you on today. Oh, Basharasanda, he said, tell my people again, oh, how I love them. You know, God so loved the world that he sent his only son, his only begotten son. And the Bible declares that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah, on the day. We're going to the book of Exodus. Oh, Basharasanda, God. Oh, we take our worship higher to God. Oh, Bisharobaya. I don't care where you are, if you're in your living room, if you're in your kitchen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever you may be doing, take the time and stop the moment to worship God on the day. Oh, hallelujah, God. We're worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Worship God even right now. I know you've been through a long week this week. I know that you went through trials and tribulations on this week. But God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be worshiped. So let's lift up God even right now. Let's magnify God even right now. Let's glorify God even right now. Oh, hallelujah, God, how we magnify you. We're going to the book of Exodus. Hallelujah. And the book of Exodus, amen, means to exit. Amen. For we find a people, hallelujah, that were exiting out of, hallelujah, bondage for 400 years, and they were going into something new. But how many of us know, hallelujah, on a day, that in order to go into something new, sometimes you got to go into the wilderness. Hallelujah. The wilderness is a dry place. But, oh, hallelujah, how many of us know that God can smoke the rock inside of the wilderness like he did with the children of Israel through Moses? The people began to murmur and say, we have nothing to drink, for we are thirsty. And the Bible says that, hallelujah, God had Moses smoke the rock with the rod. Amen. We'll learn early on that God gave Moses something in his hand. When he presented himself in the burning bush, he said, what do you have in your hand? And Moses said, a rod. Oh, hallelujah. We just lift up God even on today. Exodus, the 10th chapter, and we're going to start at about the 9th verse. And I'm going to move around a little bit inside of the book of Exodus because I believe that God has a message for you on today. I believe that God is saying in this last season, in this last hour, to hold on, although your weeping may endure for a night. God says in his word that joy will come in the morning. And so God is saying in this final hour to hold on. So many of us are in our wilderness seasons, and hallelujah, God, we're in dark places and valleys. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I feel a switch in the atmosphere for you. God began to minister to me about the word switch on a day. And he said there is a switch taking place inside of your ministry. And I believe that we all carry the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there's a switch inside of the heavens. And when you turn the light switch on, the light switch that's on the wall, when you turn it on, it turns darkness into light. And I believe that God is switching things around in this season. I believe that God is placing things here and there and everywhere, all for the glory and the splendor of Christ's coming. We're in a new age, day, season, and time when God is switching things in the earth and in the heaven. And we all should be preparing for the return of Jesus Christ, for he's coming soon. And we find in the Bible, in Exodus 10 and 9, God said unto Moses, he said, we will go with our young and with our old. Hallelujah, God. Moses said unto Pharaoh that they wanted to go with their young and their old, with their sons and their daughters, with their flocks and with their herds. They will go. They say, he said, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. Lord, we invite you into the midst of this service. We invite you in to take complete control. We invite you to speak the words, God. Give a rhema word from heaven that ministers to the hearts and the minds of the people. And hide this woman behind the shadows of the Almighty, behind the cross of the Lamb. You know, Moses told Pharaoh, he said, we've got to go so that we can hold a feast unto the Lord. You know, God is looking for people in this day and age that are willing. Somebody say, I must be willing to hold a feast unto the Lord. For what is a feast? Hallelujah, God. A feast is something where the table is spread and everything is laid out, and it's a spirit of enjoyment. You can have food laid out, but if there is not a spirit of enjoyment, oh, Bashata Sana, there is no feast taking place. For this is what feast carries. It carries a spirit of enjoyment. And God is saying on a day that he's setting some of us up where we can enjoy feast. as unto the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So there's a difference when you're just eating bread, and there's a difference when you're feasting on the word of God. Oh, help me out with this. Holy Spirit, is so clear how things are coming together and what you're saying in this day and age. The Bible goes on to say in Exodus 3:21, God is showing this is a prophetic revelation. He says, and I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when they go, they shall not go empty, but every woman shall borrow of her neighbor. And what God is saying in this season is that when I brought the children of Israel out of the land, O Bashatasana, of bondage, that they began to borrow from their neighbors. They borrowed everything that were in the neighbor's house, the jewels and the silver and jewelry of gold and raiment. Hallelujah, God. And God said in his word that we're in a season, hallelujah, where he's sending us into the enemy's camp to plunder the goods. The Bible says in Exodus 3:22, he says, and ye shall put them up on your sons and your daughters, meaning the raiment of clothing. And he says, and you shall spoil the Egyptians. Now, the Bible says that before a man can go into a strong man's house, he has to first bind that up, and then he's able to spoil and plunder his goods. God is saying that he's taking us into a season and a place where we're able to spoil the enemy's goods. For we find that the children of Israel, before they went into the land of wilderness, before they were carried out by the Red Sea, before God delivered them, he gave them something to withstand them financially and burdenly. God gave them something to endure the burdens of hardship. Somebody say, we're out of the season of robbing Peter to pay Paul, but God is lifting us up in a day and age when he's doing exactly what he said he would do. For we find that this was the prophetic word spoken in Exodus 3:22. God said, but every woman shall borrow, S-H-A-L-L. That means that it had not come to pass as of that moment. God said to Moses, don't be weary and don't be fretful, because when I get done delivering you from the hands of the Egyptians, you shall go in and borrow from every neighbor, and you'll take out and plunder all the goods of the silver and the jewels of gold. And we find down, if we drop down to Exodus, the 11th chapter in the second verse. Now this happens after the time in which God has taken the children of Israel through all of the frogs and the locusts, and all of the waters turning into blood. This is the time in which God has sent down all of the plagues. And afterward, we find in Exodus 11:2, God said unto Moses, speak now. Now is the time. You've been holding out since Exodus 3, but now we've come to Exodus 11. And in Exodus 3, that was a prophetic word. And God said, now is the time for the prophetic word to be delivered and manifested. What God is saying on today is that now is the time. Whatever prophetic word has been spoken over your life, God is saying that now is the time for that word to be manifested. Exodus 11:2 says, speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewelry of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Not only did they go in and plunder the goods, but he also gave them favor. See, it takes a whole lot of favor for somebody to say, here, take all that I have. I've seen all the plagues that God has done. I've seen how God has fought for you. I've seen how God has delivered you. I've seen how God has killed the firstborn of all of your enemies. And now it's time for us Egyptians to show you favor inside of the land. The Bible says says in the word that now was the time for them to borrow of his neighbor, and now was the time for them to take out all the jewel, all the gold and silver. And God sent me by to let you know that a prophetic word could be spoken, but when does the time of fulfilling happen? And God is saying that I will deliver what I said I would deliver. Oh, you ought to give God a glory shout on that one right there. God is saying, whatever I say I will do, that will I do. And now the time is now. There's no more waiting around. There's no more trying to pull rabbits out of a hat. God is saying, I'm here to deliver. He told Abraham when he said, who shall I tell the people sent me? He said to tell the people that the am that I am has sent thee. And the Bible goes on to say, oh my God, Jesus, the Bible goes on to say, hallelujah, God, that when Moses presented himself before God, oh, Bashata, son of God, God said to Moses, go out to my people, and I want you to be a voice and deliver them and bring them out of exile. I want you to bring them out of captivity. I want you to bring them out of their heavy laden. The Bible said that God said, I've heard the cry of my people. And God is saying on today, tell my people that I've heard their cry. And he cried long enough. And he told Moses, I hear the cry of my people up on my ears. And he told Moses, go out and deliver the people. And Moses said unto the Lord, but they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, the Lord have not appeared unto me. And God is saying, now is the time for the prophetic word that has been spoken over your life to be delivered. And the people will look in amazement and say, I remember when they said that prophetic word, and we said in our mouths then, that was not a word from the Lord. Have you ever seen somebody try to snatch the prophetic blessing that's been on another person's life? A prophetic word can be spoken, and somebody will come along and say, that was not God. I don't believe God said that, but the devil is a liar. Now is the time, God is saying, for the prophetic word to be manifested. And the Bible said that God said unto Moses, in Exodus 4:2, he said, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. Oh, come on and help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, you have a rod in your hand, Moses. You don't have to be fearful. You don't have to be dismayed. You don't have to worry. The Bible said that God delivered the people of Israel all by a single rod. What is that in your hand, man and woman of God? I'm trying to keep from preaching because God said to speak to the people on the day and let you know that your weeping may endure for a night, but God's got a rod in the hand waiting for you. God said to let you know that your weeping may endure for a night, but God's got a rod that's waiting on you. And the Bible said that the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Oh, come on and help us on this, Holy Ghost. The Bible goes on to say that, oh, my God, Jesus, the Bible said, oh, you don't have to worry about it, Moses, because I've given you a rod. You know, God gives us everything that we need in order for his prophetic word to be manifested. See, what we have to understand is that it was spoken in Exodus 3, but it did not manifest itself until Exodus 11. That means that days and weeks and months had to surpass for all of the plagues to go forth in Israel. And when the appointed time came for the children to pack up their grip and move up out of the land, the Bible said that they did not go out empty-handed. And God is saying that this is the word of to you on today, that I have set you up so that you do not go out empty-handed. Oh, Vashanta, son of God. Somebody say, whoop, there it is. God said to let you know again, I've set things up for you. See, this is why it took so long, because I've set things up for you so that you don't leave out empty-handed. Oh, yes, God is rich in houses and land. He holds the wealth of the world in his hands. And he said, I set it up for the Egyptians, and I've set it up for the Israelites. Somebody was going to win, and somebody was going to lose. Somebody was going to win, and somebody was going to lose. And why not it be you that wins? Because you're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus that loves you. Why not it be you that win? Because you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you, according to the faith and favor that worketh in you. Why not it let you be the one that win? Because no weapon formed against you may prosper. And God is saying, yes, I know you got tired. I know you got weary. I know you had some tears. I know you had nights in the night, but the Bible said, when we look at the word of God, and Moses said unto the Lord, he said, Lord God Almighty, about midnight will I go on into the midst of Egypt. Oh, come on and help us, God. God gave favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and God told Moses to get the people ready. He said, for about midnight, I'll go out into the midst of the Egypt, and I'm going to slay all those who are firstborn. And it's in your midnight hour, the time in which you're ready to throw in the towel, the time in which you're ready to give it all up, the time in which you're ready to quit, the time in which you say, God, I can't go no further. Oh, he'll mount you up on the wings of the eagle. You'll run and not be weary. You'll walk and never faint. And the Bible said that right around midnight was the time in which God went out. And he went out and he killed all the firstborn. And he said, put the blood upon your post. Put the blood upon your rooftop. So when I pass by, I will not take you out. See, God had got the people ready. He got them set up. He said, don't even put yeast in the bread. For you don't even have time to make it rise. And this is what we have to understand about God. When he gets ready to manifest a prophetic word, you don't have time to figure it out. God said, don't even put the yeast in the bread to keep the bread unleavened. Because when it's time to roll out, I want you to be ready to roll out. When it's time to move out, I want you to be able to move out. When it's time to double time, I want you to be able and ready to get there. See, God is a spirit that does not play around. When God gets ready to move, oh, how he moves. Some folk don't even have time to blink their eyes, because God said within a twinkling of an eye, that's how fast he's going to be back. Nobody has time to hide. Nobody has time to run. And the Bible says that he's coming in the twinkling of an eye. Before you can bat your eyes, Jesus is up on the scene. Before you can twinkle your eyes, Jesus has showed up on the set. And God got the people ready. He got the people ready to move out. And he gave them favor inside of the sight of the Egyptians. And he asked Moses, he said, what is that in your hand? And Moses said, that is a rod, O Bashatasana. But see, what you have to understand is that it was prophesied that not only did Moses have a rod in his hand, but according to Psalms 11, 1, 10, and 2, the Bible says, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. The Bible says in Isaiah 11 and 1, there shall come forth out of a rod of the steel kingdom of Jesse, and the branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of the Lord, it shall rest upon him. Oh, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding. See, what you got to understand is that it's already been prophesied that something was going to come for you that's going to give all understanding. Something is going to come for you, and it's going to reveal all wisdom. Something is going to come for you that is setting things up for your prophetic to be manifested. Oh, come on and help us, God. Oh, how we need your strength on today. The Bible said that the rod of the root of Jesse, that the rod of the stem of Jesse, the rod of strength out of Zion. See, when you're weak, God will make you strong. Why? Because the rod is in your hand. Oh, come on, you got to catch that in your spirit. What did Moses have in his hand? Oh, he had the spirit of the true and living God, the one that manifests miracles in the sight of man, the one that sends down signs and wonders in the sight of man. He already had the Holy Spirit. He had Jesus Christ in his hand. He had the rod of strength of Zion in his hand. Oh, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. Oh, the Bible said, oh, hallelujah, God. Yea, though you walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear any evil, for thou art with you. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort you. It's the rod of God that makes everything all right for you. And the message is so very clear today. God is saying and God is showing that in the book of Exodus, it was a prophetic word spoken over the people. And the prophetic word said that they will leave out with all of the silver, all of the gold, and they will leave out with the favor of the Egyptians, and they will give them all that they had. So the people of Israel did not leave out empty-handed. And God is saying on a day that it took me this time to manifest the prophetic word because I didn't want you to leave out empty-handed. Oh, you got to have something in your hand to go out and do the work in the will of God. Oh, come on and help us on the day. You got to have something in your hand in order to make it on the day. And that thing is called a rod. Oh, it's the rod of God that came out of the root of Jesse. And his name is Christ Jesus. You've got something in your hand, men and women of God out there. And it's called the rod of Jesse, the root of David. His name is Jesus Christ. You know, if you don't know Christ as your Savior on the day, now is a good time to get to know him. Now is a good time to accept him as your Savior. Now is a good time. If you've been trying to do things on your own, there is a God that is waiting to receive you. He said, if any man knock, I'll open the door unto him. He'll come into me, and we'll sup together. You know, we serve a God that died on the cross. And the Bible said that when Mary and the others went to look for Jesus as after he had been buried, hallelujah, excuse me, and he laid in the sepulchre, hallelujah, God. The Bible says that when they got there, they asked themselves, who will roll the stone away? But as they began to approach the sepulchre, they noticed that the stone had been rolled away, the Bible said. And God has shown me that everybody has a stone. Everybody has a stone that they carry. And God is willing to roll your stone away. Your stone is your afflictions and your trials and your tribulations and the hard things that you go through in your life. Everybody has a stone. But the stone of Jesus Christ was rolled away. And Christ wants to roll your stone away as well. What is as if it's saying, what can you lose? You can't lose anything because you've already lost it all anyhow. There's nothing wrong with taking a chance on Christ because everything that you've done and said up until this time, it's gotten you nowhere. The stone is still there. But we serve a true and living God named Jesus Christ of Nazareth that is ready and willing to roll your stone away. Accept Christ as your Savior right now. Say the sinner's prayer with me as we accept Christ together. And once you do this, you need to know that your stone has been rolled away. Your stone of, hallelujah, God, of condemnation and fear and doubt and worry and guilty and not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy enough, all of that will be rolled away. Why? Because we have a Savior that has already taken the place for that. Christ is there to roll your stone away. Let's go to the sinner's prayer together. Dear Jesus Christ, we thank you for dying on the cross for us. We thank you for dying for our sins. We thank you for paying the price of our transgressions. And we ask you to be our Lord and Savior. We ask you to come into our hearts and to be our God. We turn from the person that we used to be, and we turn to a new person in you. You know, if you've done that with a committed heart and you believe in your heart that Christ died and rose from the grave, your stone has been rolled away. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to the King, glory to the living God, that you can live free. You don't have to live being bound up and tied up and having a stone and iniquity and sin and condemnation. You know, the major thing that people suffer from, hallelujah, God, is guilt. I've met people over my life, amen, where there was just a sense of fear and guilt there, amen. Not a particular reason, it's just manifested, it's just there, fear and guilt. But the message has been very clear on today, that God has said that whatever he promised you, he is here to deliver it on today. If he's promised you salvation, which he's already done, he delivered it on today. Amen. Hallelujah, God. God delivered the prophetic word that was spoken. Amen. For he died for the sins of the world. Amen. So we just thank God on today. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvis. This has been the Miracle Network Church, and I will see you the next time. May the grace of God be upon your life. Bye-bye, my friends.